Chapter 3. Some days hovered over the desert like God's fist, big and omnipresent, pressing heat into the barren earth until the ground burned with low, undulating energy, steady as a locust buzz, squirming circuitously across the Trans-Pecos. Ridge looped his thumb in his waistband, raised his face to the wide expanse of hot blue sky. He could smell the sun. Relentless. A pizza oven that blazed mad mirages until the soil smelled of it too, leaving the plants withered and crisped, lizards darting for shade in the cracks, tears drying long before they hit cheeks. The desert had the power to strip a man of everything, even his right to grieve. An involuntary shudder ran through him, and instead of immediately heading into the mansion, Ridge wandered the grounds, stalling. This wasn't like him, avoiding problems. But here he was, loping along, checking out what had changed and what hadn't, looking for Archer and putting off facing the people inside of the house for as long as possible. Christ, he'd had 10 years. What was it going to take? Truth? He could have a century and never belong here. He walked around, impressed by the improvements. He spied a fleet of ATVs in the barn, gassed up and ready to go. Archer had told him the ranch used ATVs now for herding, instead of horses. Cheaper and more efficient. But it felt wrong somehow. The end of an era. The ranch hands in the barn greeted him as Mr. Lockhart, so they knew who he was, but he didn't know any of them. They'd always had a big turnover in staff. While the old man paid well, he was notoriously hard to work for. Ridge had no idea how Archer had lasted so long as the Silver Feathers foreman. When he asked his friend about it, Archer would say,
"You just gotta know how to sweet talk him."
Yeah, about that. Ridge refused to kiss the old man's ass. Why should he? He had nothing to apologize for, and no desire to pump up the old man's ego. Although, to be fair, Duke Augustus Lockhart was a smart son of a gun, with a masterful ability for making money. Duke had taken the modest Lockhart fortune he'd inherited, invested heavily in real estate during the boom, and managed to get out just before economic sands shifted.